Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
This is Rosalind O'Hora, and I am interviewing my sister, Sharon Burke. Can you tell us your birth?
I was born on September the 7th, 1955, in Kansas City, Missouri.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri also.
So what was it like as a child?
It was fun at times. It was a lot of work going to school, walking to school, but I can really say I had a pretty decent childhood.
Who were your parents?
Marie Johnson and Roscoe Johnson were my biological parents, and my stepfather was George Dupree.
What were your parents like?
I would have to say that my mom kept me busy, engaged, make sure I was doing my schoolwork. I had playtime. My dad, I don't remember spending time with my dad. My stepfather, he was more of a hard hand to rule the house or to make us behave and do things. Before Mama got married, we really didn't do chores at home. We just did them at Grandma's house, but that was something that I really did need to learn.
Did you get into trouble? Or what was the worst thing you did you got in trouble?
I was a good girl. I very, very seldom got into trouble. The one thing I really remember, that the worst thing I did, my sister and I were outside catching lovely grasshoppers, and we had an old toy phone where you could twist off the parts that went to the handheld part, and we stuffed grasshoppers all in there, live, without hoppers, with hoppers, and we took it in the house, and I put it back in the utility room, and for some reason my mother got up during the night and she knocked that over, and grasshoppers, I guess, started hopping everywhere, and so we got woken up and made to get all the grasshoppers out of the little room. And to this day, I do not like grasshoppers.
Do you have any siblings?
Too many. Oh, yes, I do. I have 4 sisters and 3 brothers.
What were they like growing up?
Well, my mom had a stretch there in between having children. She had myself and my sister Rosalind. We were like 15 months apart. And then she didn't get remarried till I was like 11 years old. Then she had 4 more children. And along that same wavelength, my dad also had 2 other children. And then he had a child later in life also. So it's quite a wide span there. So with my siblings, I interacted with my sister right next to me more. We played and did mud pies, all the crazy stuff kids do. Cut up little pea pods, did a little airplane things. We'd always go to Grandma's house on the weekend, and we had that kind of fun. But as far as my siblings, I really wasn't close to any of them except her because of the age difference.
Okay, what is your best memory of childhood?
My best memory is going to Grandma Carter's house, Aunt Sophronie's house, because they would always have a big big dinner on birthdays and Sundays, but I remember the birthday dinners really well because they would lay the table out, put tablecloths on, cloth, napkins, silverware, and it probably was Aunt Sophronie made this fondue type icing to put on the cakes. And then it was a bunny candle that was put on every cake for everybody's birthday. And those were always fun times. We would sit and laugh and just have fun. And it was just, I just remember how much fun that was doing that every year.
Do you have a nickname?
Yes, my nickname is Pat.
How'd you get that nickname?
Interestingly, when I was born, my grandmother asked my mother what was my name, and she said Sharon Patrice. My grandmother said, okay, we can call her Sherry. And my mother said, no, we're going to call her Pat. So that's how I got that nickname.
Which grandmother?
Johnson, Grandma Johnson.
Okay. Tell me about any of your best friends.
I really didn't have close friends growing up and as a child. Within the neighborhood, I played with children on and off as they moved in and out of. But we didn't form a lasting relationship. So I would say my closest friends were my cousins, who I would visit over at my grandmother's house on my mother's side. And we would always play and have fun together. Also, aunties and uncles, because my mother and grandmother had children around the same time. So my uncles and aunties were like my cousins because we were about four of them. We're so close together in age. And those would be my friends. I call them my best friends because we talk even still today about things. And that's what friends do, friends and family.
What did you think your life would be like when you were older?
I thought I'd be a nice doctor, a pediatrician, taking care of children, and just living the life.
Do you have any favorite stories from your childhood? That maybe one of your grandparents or your mom told you, or something you would tell your grandchildren or children?
Meditate. Let me see. As a child, I don't really remember a lot of stories being told. We would sit around and talk about what was going on. We didn't really talk much about the past. It was current issues. So, I remember advice from my grandmother on my dad's side. It's kind of funny, but it's what I told my daughter also. She told me that it was wise and important that when I got married, that I had a separate account from my husband that he knew nothing about, so that I'd always be able to take care of myself if I had to. And that was very good advice because we never know what life is going to hand us. And as a child or a young woman, you don't think about doing stuff like that. But I thought it was very good advice, and I did follow it. And I've taught my daughter the same thing, even though she's still living at home and single.
Okay, is there anything that you'd like to say to finish up this interview about your childhood and growing up?
I really would like to say I feel I had a better childhood than kids of today because we were able to go outside. We played. We would argue. If we had a fight, it was generally you say something ugly, you hit somebody, and then you'd be friends the next hour or so. And I remember a lot about just playing hopscotch, kickball, racing, jumping rope. And those were things that kids should do And I feel that today our children spend too much time on their cell phone, laptop, tablet, whatever you want to call them. And you really have to engage them in more activities. So I just feel I had a healthier childhood because of that. I walked to school. We didn't live in fear of things because we felt safe. We knew our neighbors. Our neighbors knew us. So that's the kind of childhood I had, we walked probably 6 blocks to school every day and 6 blocks back home. Never any concern about what was going to happen or looking at people. We went to visit our grandmother. We'd catch the bus. We'd get off on Prospect and walk from, well, both grandmothers. Grandma Johnson lived on 24th and Benton. We'd walk from Prospect down to her house, which was on Benton. My other grandmother lived on 35th and Agnes. We'd, again, Prospect bus, and we'd walk to Agnes from there. And it was not any fear or any concern. I mean, everybody, they may not know our names when they saw us walking, but they knew who we were related to. So I just felt sometimes like I grew up too sheltered also, going through Catholic school and not really having a lot of friends. A lot of things I found out, and I call it the hard knocks of life. If I learned them as a child, I may would have been a little different, but still, it was a pretty sheltered life, and most of us led those kind of lives then because it wasn't much to talk about, but we do need to talk to our kids and share what we did so they'll understand the difference and maybe want to do it themselves.
All right. Thank you so much.